In the 1990s, Dr. Shiv Chopra and other scientists at Health Canada blew the whistle on approval processes for veterinary drugs at Health Canada. They said that they'd been pressured by senior administrators at Health Canada to approve drugs of questionable safety, including bovine growth hormone. The scientists were immediately put under a gag order and suffered years of pressure and harassment before they were eventually fired last summer. Dr. Shiv Chopra and his two colleagues are fighting to get their case heard by the Office of Public Service Integrity and won a recent victory in April when the Federal Court of Appeal ordered the office to reconsider their complaints. Dr. Chopra is an outspoken critic of government corruption and the corporatization of Canada's food and agriculture sectors. Here's Dr. Shiv Chopra, recorded this week in Vancouver.
I worked at Health Canada for 35 years. I'm 70 years of age. My only job has been to uphold the Food and Drugs Act, which comes under the criminal code, which basically says that all companies that want to sell any drugs for either humans or animals must send their research data to the Minister of Health for verification by government scientists. We don't do any tests. We only take the company data. They can lie, but we still accept it, whatever they give, and we still, if we find something inadequate or wrong, insufficient, that's all we do. We only read their papers. But they're saying, don't even ask for that. Pass it. And we've been saying for a number of years, they're pressuring us to pass drugs of questionable safety. And we're not talking just simple chemicals that they use for treating people or their diseases. We're talking about food. We're talking about drugs, chemicals, pesticides that go into food production, into food-producing animals and crops. These are chemicals that cause cancer, like hormones in beef, like antibiotics that cause antibiotic resistance in bacteria inside the animals. Those bacteria go to people and kill people. There are chemicals, actually biological materials, dead cows, other dead animals fed back to animals. They cause mad cow disease and they kill people. We scientists know about these things because we see it. We predicted back in 1997, we wrote to Jean Chrétien that mad cow disease could occur in Canada. Please tell your Minister of Health to speak to us. Nothing. Then when mad cow disease did occur in Canada, we wrote again. This is how to stop it. Stop feeding animals to animals, and the disease will stop on that day. That's how the Europeans did it. And we have it, and they are lying. They call it science-based. We are the scientists. They're not scientists. They're accountants or lawyers and things like that. A few minutes ago, it was said that Percy's fights were like David and Goliath. Similar things were said about me in Ottawa in the newspapers, David and Goliath. My son said, it's not David and Goliath, it's David and the Liath. Because they're all lying that it cannot happen. Because it causes not only cancer, death, it causes infertility in people. It causes precocious puberty in young girls at the age of 7, 8 reach puberty these days. Males are becoming infertile. They become sterile. Sperm counts have dropped. We've lost all our fisheries, not from overfishing. It's all because of genetic engineering. It's all because of all those effluents, chemical effluents, that get into the waters that then ultimately destroy even the plankton. The animals, fish, have nothing to eat. And the fry become sterile. That's how we've killed all our fish, both on the East Coast and the West Coast. Now they want to go with genetically modified foods of every kind. They did that to crops without telling people. Then they came to do that for milk. When that happened, that file landed on my desk in 1988, and it wasn't Monsanto. There was a second company. There were actually 4 companies at that time. 2 withdrew because they were fighting with each other in courts over patents, but 2 companies remained. It was Monsanto, and the other company was called Eli Lilly, another multi-billion dollar company. And when it was brought to my desk, and one of my colleagues said, oh, it's the same BGH, even though it's genetically modified, genetically engineered, it's the same, so it won't do any harm, we don't need to review it. I said, no, even if it's natural, I want to know what artificially given hormone would do to the cow. Because after all, it's a hormone, and I know hormones produce other hormones, and it's a growth hormone, and we need to know where does that hormone go to do what. And we can measure it. I said, let's ask the company to take a look at the thyroid, because thyroid, thyroxine hormone, we can measure. Let's look at the pancreas so that we'll see what it does to insulin. Let's look at the ovary. We'll know what it does to progesterone. And the questions were sent to 1988. Those questions, with my letter, went to this company. Since then, I didn't know that. They were now stalking me. Come 1997, I didn't know that I was being targeted, but not by one company, but several companies. How do we now get rid of this guy? And I was fighting racism in the department. All of a sudden, this company comes to have another drug approved. We have a meeting, and they filed a complaint after the meeting about my behavior from the meeting to my director general, saying they judged from my body language at the meeting that I'm fundamentally opposed to their molecule. That they've judged from my body language that given the opportunity, I will never approve their drug. And then an investigation was done, and I took, they said, next time you come here, we want senior management to be present here. I said, sure. In that case, I'll say what I have to say in their presence. Because it's my job to say whether the data on behalf of the Minister of Health have been received or not and whether it's satisfactory. If I say, yes, I've received and it is satisfactory, then something goes wrong, then I go to jail. So therefore, I'm just doing my job. Anyhow, to cut the long story short, the department, now they didn't find anything wrong that I had done, and then everything went silent. And the company spread that all over the place, all over the United States, to other companies and everywhere else. This guy, oh, watch out for him. He doesn't pass molecules. Well, at this point, because nobody took away my job, nobody took away my income, was suspended, nothing. They didn't do anything to me. So even my union couldn't defend me because no damage, actual financial damage was not done to me. They said, this is a civil litigation, so you have to fight on your own. So I went looking for a lawyer in town. A lawyer referred to me and said, oh, there's a fellow called Andrew Davis. He's a famous lawyer in litigation of that kind. Go talk to him. I went and talked to him. He said, you're doing the right thing, but you can't win because you're going to fight against a multi-billion-dollar company and it'll cost you $40,000 to get started, and then you'll go bankrupt. But he said, you should be talking to my wife. I said, who is your wife? He said, Maude Barlow. I said, Maude Barlow, your wife? I said, I knew her from municipal politics many years ago. I've been trying to connect with her. He said, you just did. She'll call you at home. She's in Europe right now, but she will. Well, from that time to now, Maude Barlow called me at home, and she said, what I did was, there's a method to blowing the whistle, which I've developed. When you blow the whistle, you make it public everywhere. Don't send a brown envelope. Make it known everywhere if you're a net. Always tell the truth. And say you're protecting the public interest and make sure you are. Now, nobody can catch you. That's what I did. So Maude said, can you, I wrote a letter to the Minister of Health at that time that I want you to intervene in, to safeguard the public interest because your officials above me are doing such and such. They are all corrupt. Minister Dingwall, a few days later, lost election. I never saw him again. Then comes Rock, and the story went on for a while. And Maude Barlow said, can you give me that letter that you sent to the minister? I said, sure. I gave it to her. She gave it to the Toronto Star. The story appeared the next day. And then the next day, I got a call from Canada AM. And I appeared there. I just told them the story that I told you minutes ago about hormones and antibiotics and other things in our food supply. And on that day, a company in Toronto sold me to the media. I got calls for the next 5 hours all over from Canada and competing for my voice for 3 minutes. And that caused enormous problem in the government. They put a gag order on me. And then they said, you cannot speak anywhere without our permission because your duty of loyalty to the public, to your employer. I said, duty of loyalty to the employer, but who is my employer? Not Health Canada, not Treasury Board, not the Prime Minister. It is the public of Canada. I said, if you people don't believe me, read your history. This is our parliament, our democracy is patterned after the British democracy since Charles I was beheaded. I said, I may be born in India, but I do know my history. And that's how public took charge in England. Because Charles I had caused that problem by swindling money without consulting with Parliament and declaring war on Scotland. But unfortunately, since that time, our democracy still has been lost. Now, in the last 3 or 4 months since I've been fired, now that I'm fired, they can't fire me again, so I appear everywhere. Government, the new government, has brought three bills. And those were called, one was called C-11 on whistleblowing, the other one was called C-27 This is the special powers given to the CFIA. And C-28, this is for Health Canada. Let me deal with C-28 first. That basically says that the Minister of Health can give temporary approvals to veterinary drugs and pesticides. Temporary approvals. They don't have to receive data. They don't have to tell you anything, what they received, what damage they could do, whatever. The Minister of Health can give temporary approvals. And if damage occurs later on, we'll do something about it then. That's one. C-28. C-27 is a special powers to be given to the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. Some of you may not know that the CFIA is a special agency that the government created in 1996 out of the Department of Agriculture. They're basically inspectors, but they've privatized them, and they've given them now two roles. One is to keep on inspecting as they used to before for food safety or anybody breaks the rules or regulations of the government and the standards that Health Canada establishes. That's what the job used to be. But now the next job is to also promote food produced in Canada together with corporations like Monsanto and so on. So in other words, you go to India, you go to Thailand, you say, you follow our technology, genetically modified and this and that, Canada is the best, so therefore do this. This is what CFIA has been doing for the last several years. Now, after what happened, the September 11, all of a sudden, governments have found some new method how to screw the public. Now, under the garb of terrorism, bioterrorism, or terrorists coming to or this boogeyman that they've created, now under these emergency powers they want to give to the CFIA, which means the CFIA will now be able to be in charge of about 10 different Canadian laws that come under the criminal code, and they will be the sole people responsible for those. They can arrest you, they can go to farms at any time of the day, they can do whatever. This is C-27. I've appeared before parliamentary committees on all those, and a lot of people are objecting to such powers, draconian powers to be given to the CFIA and taking away the powers from existing powers from Health Canada and other agencies of the government. That is what's about to happen. I suggest that what you're doing is fine, that we have to resist this and that. But I think time has come for the public to rise up, to say we're not going to let you do this to our children, our grandchildren, our future generations, and our food, because we're talking food. If they want to do it that way, if they want to make money, nothing wrong with making money. I produce a paper for Health Canada. It's very simple. Everything is covered by insurance whenever there is damage that occurs in life. You take a plane ride, you drive your cars, you live in a home, everything is covered by insurance. And when damage occurs, you cannot get a mortgage on your house unless you have a fire insurance. You cannot drive your car without insurance. Why is Monsanto? Why is Pfizer? Why is Eli Lilly? Why is Merck? Why are all these companies able to do what they do without taking insurance ahead of time? There should be requirement by the public that money put aside this percentage of money from your profits when damage occurs, so that the public is not screwed the second time, so that they pay for the damage. Whenever I say that, the companies run away. I think this is a demand that we have to make, that if, first of all, it should not be happening, but if it is going to happen, then there should be insurance policy imposed on the companies. Thank you.
You've been listening to Dr. Shiv Chopra, one of four scientists at Health Canada fired for blowing the whistle on the approval processes for veterinary drugs. And he was speaking at a forum Thursday night in Vancouver organized by the Council of Canadians.